Hey, listen to me. Hey. Yeah, I'm right here. Shh. Snap out of it. You're safe. Alright. Listen. Babe. I know it was a rough day. And I want you to feel free to switch if need be. You think I didn't? Of course I noticed. Sweetheart, I love you. All of you. No matter what weird habits you have, no matter if you're left-handed, right-handed. I love you even. Yes. It's... it's all you. And I want to get to know each and every single one of you. I don't care that you're saying the others are all in your head. Listen, if that's what your therapist told you to believe, then I get it. I definitely get it. What? Accent? No, there's not an accent. I am perfectly in the clear. I am... It gets, quirkier the more and more you listen to it, you say. Well, you see, I do not have an accent. That is all in your head. And I... yes, what? I've got an accent. I've kept it masked our entire time together. But this is what I truly sound like. This is how I am when I'm alone, when I'm working. And I'm just talking out loud to myself. This is how I sound. Take it or leave it. This is me. This is one of the people you married. Yeah, me too. That's how I knew. It gets pretty obvious if you actually know. Hey, come here. Yeah. Come here. You adorable little guy. Just... no. I don't wanna stress you out. But you are so brave and so bloody strong. And yes, of course I realize I'm not actually British. This is just how I sound like. It's a byproduct, really. Much like you and that one that's, always trying to be super tough. And super edgy. You know, just how any of the boy perceives Batman, really. He's cute. He's really cute. You're cute. You're really cute. And there's something I've been wanting to ask you for a bit, because I'm not entirely sure how that's really... Sweetheart. Sweetheart, that's... Yes, I know, you know what a vibe is. I definitely know you know what a vibe is. Is that... Did I call Sus? If I did, I want you to tell me, alright? Jeez. If I did, I want you to tell me, alright? And I... I thought I was the doll man, not you. I mean, of course, could be a different you. I'm straight. Yes, sir. This is so appealing. And I don't know why. It's because someone knows. I think it's because someone knows. Listen, though, he just... only allowed to speak if I regain my composure. Alright then, I guess. That means stop. Stop moaning. Right. I guess I can do that. What? For 15 seconds, okay? Not a moan. Not a moan. See, 15 seconds of silence. Now, let me speak my piece. Yes, I licked my lips there. A little dry tonight. Not those lips. Those lips are anything but dry, as you can feel. Mm. What is it? Right. You my wonderful husband, my wonderful partner, even. Because, well, I don't know if there's a girl floating around in your skull somewhere. There's certainly a guy or two in mine. Yes, you've had sex with them. Yes, it was consensual. No, it was not, CNC. Why do you think I need to be shut up? You think I need to be gagged? So you're that type of person, Anna. Good to know. Listen. For now, I will be yours. Forever, really, but especially for now. Especially for now, I will be yours. Forever and always, but entirely for now. I just... You have questions? Well, yes, I'll try to answer any questions you have to the best of my abilities, but... You're making that rather difficult. You're making it rather difficult, my master. What would you pressing the vibe in to me like that, forcibly grinding my hips, using one or both of your hands to just move them, using my bum like a handle? I don't know if I can make it without being yours, without coming for you. Especially since you've you know, elected to slip your finger down as well. Yes, yes, you heard. I can feel like it. Well, I can feel that. I can feel it. Just sort of pressing against against my thigh. Oh, you really want me, don't you? You really want your little slut, don't you? Find me harder like this? What do you mean? My back. struggling not to moan as you wrap your belt around my throat. Where did this thing come from anyway? You always keep one under the pillow, just in case. My, darling, you are quite the animal. You didn't need to balance it, I... haven't really been able to move my legs. And, what's that? That's cuff. Around my ankle, just pulling it out and down to the side and bed at an angle. Sweetie, you know what you do to me. Like this anymore, and I might start quoting Shakespeare. It's a threat because I don't know if you're into that, sweetheart. That much should have been obvious. Because if you will, I entirely understand it, but this seems a little cruel and unusual. Right, no coming. A little cruel and unusual. You want me to really orange it. Act 3, scene 2. What? Yes. I know it. Of course I know it. All the fates long. The entire scene with be fully acted. Baby, you're asking so much. Yes, sir. I understand. Though, be warned, when I get... No, I would not wish that I get out of this. Gather the pace, you fiery-footed steeds, toward Fabius lodging. Such wagness, Phaeton would whip you to the night immediately. Spread thy clothes, God, and love performing night. The runway's eyes may wink, and so Romeo leap to these arms, untalked of and unseen. Lovers can see to do their amorous rites by their own beauties. Or if love be blind, greasewood night. Come, civil knight, thou sober suited matron all in black, and learn me how to induce a winning match. Played for a pair of stainless maidenheads, heard my unmanned blood baiting in my cheeks. Yes, sir, but the vibe died, so you want me to finger myself, and no going. And Shakespeare, how many fingers? Come, civil knight, thou sober-suited matron all in black, learn me how to lose a winning match. Played for a bet of stainless maidenheads, hood my unmanned blood baiting in my cheeks. With thy black mantle to strange lovers bold, think true love acted simple modesty. Come, knight, come, Romeo, come, thou day and night, for thou wilt lie upon the wings of night, whiter than new snow on a raven's back. Come, gentle knight, come, loving black proud knight, give me my Romeo, and when he shall die, Take him and cut him out in little stars. Do you want to make the face of heaven so fine that all of the world will be in love with night? Pain or worship to the garish sun? Oh, I have bought the mansion of a love but not possessed it. And though I am so not in joy, not yet enjoyed, so tedious this day, as is the night before some festival, to an impatient child that hath new robes and may not wear them. Brings news, and every tongue that speaks but Romeo's name speaks heavenly eloquence. Now, nurse, what news? What hast thou there at the cords that Romeo bid thee fetch? I mean, what news? What dost thou wring thy hand? Can heaven be so envious? What devil art thou that dost torment me thus? This torture shall be wrought in dismal hell. Hath Romeo slain himself? Say thou but a, and that barren foul eye shall poison more than the death-darting eyes of cockatrice. I am not I, if there be such an eye, or those eyes that shut make the answer I. If he hath be slain, say I, or if not, no. Brief sounds determine my weal of woe. Bankrupt, break at once. To prison eyes yet look on liberty. Vile earth to resign in motion here. Thou, Romeo, press one heavy bear. Babe, what are you? I, sweetheart, I would have been fine. Yeah, no, you know me. I wouldn't have cared about a little breeze. And my throat. Especially not with your belt. So, how was that performance of Juliet's Mama Love? My love. I mean, the weakness in your eyes, in your heart, the feelings that thou hast perceived as vulnerabilities, as weakness, I want them all. I want to share them with you. I want to love you. All of you. Each and every single person in that lovely little skull of yours is mine to take care of, okay? It's mine to take care of. And if you needed to stop, there's no shame. I want more. I'll have to wait until the vibrator's charged again. Yes, I know. You took my fingers out. Fine, I suppose. Oh, wait. Maybe this conversation will wait for another day. And maybe by then you'll be... I am breathing. Babe, don't worry. Don't worry about me. I'll be fine. But, hey, Manish. Romeo, Romeo. Until you're ready. Until that day happens. I will always love you. And until day comes when you feel secure emptying your woes onto me. Well, that's just, I mean, until that day happens. Until the day happens when we can make these thoughts true. Know that I will always be yours. And until that day happens, we are more than happy to hide our perceived sins. And we can just pretend. Now, I suspect you're pretty tired. So, when you wake up, this will... I don't know. Let's just say maybe it was all in your head. Alright, sweetie. Now go get some rest. Or maybe wake up. You never know. Especially since this might have just been all in your head.